the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very
horrible.
I'm not finished.
Horrible.
And nobody wants to say that.
Once again, this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, and I'm Phil Gray with another hour or so of great 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, a little bit of psychedelia too. This is episode 337. Big hello to you wherever you are. Syndicated stations in Canada. Hi to listeners via Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, CJMP Powell River Community Radio, and UMFM in Winnipeg. Retrospect also played across New Zealand. And podcast all over the web. So episode 337. We got it underway with an obscure 60s garage rock track from a band called The Syndicate. Out of 1969, the track was called The Hangman, a side of their 45 on the Music Box Records. The Syndicate, private pressing out of Oxford, Pennsylvania. This band also apparently released an album on 8-track cassette only, but not until 1974. The Syndicate with Hangman. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
I'm here to preach the gospel as simply, as urgently as I possibly can, because I believe that the world is heading toward a rendezvous with catastrophe unless we turn to God.
Well, we had the Hangman. Here is the Hangmen off an LP released 1967. They're out of Rockville, Maryland, although their lead singer was a guy called Dave Ottley out of Scotland. The band The Hangmen went on to become The Button and then later signed to ABC Records with the name Graffiti. By the time this track was recorded, Dave Ottley had been replaced. So let's check out The Hangmen with a retrospect favourite.
About midnight. make me feel so good. Oh, she make me feel all right. She come walking down my street. She walks right up to my house. She knocks upon my door. My room.
Garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. there's three slices of obscure 60s garage. The Hangman, top of the set with Gloria. Then a band called the Shy Limbs, very heavily influenced by English music from the Small Faces and the Zombies. King Crimson member Greg Lake, also later of Emerson, Lake and Palmer, was a member of the Shy Limbs. They issued just two singles. We took a fairly psychedelic track from them called Reputation. Picture up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Then thirdly in the set from Baltimore, Maryland, The Trespassers. Track called Living Memories, A-side from a 1967 45 from The Trespassers. Did what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more. Yeah. This next band out of Millbrae, California. Together, 1964, 65, and 66. They're called The Vegetables with a J. You can read about them on our Facebook page. This is The Vegetables with Anything.
Anything I want now, I can buy. Anything I need now, I can take. Gold or gray silk, ice cream and cake. Still I need somebody to love and be mine. No one can tell me where I can find. No, no, I'm watching anything, anything that goes by.
If I were a heathen, and I'm not, but if I were a heathen, I think my cultural taste would be above such garbage and rot as this kind of music.
Girl, I'm gonna make you all mine now. Girl, I want you in my arms for the rest of time now.
Don't you know that there's one thing that I need?
I need.
girl. Don't you know that there's one thing that I want?
I want
the one thing I need more, baby.
Garage Rock fans, this is Jim Malik. I covered guitar, vocals, and harp for the California 60s garage rock band called the Brimmers. You're listening to Phil Gray and his 60s garage rock punk show.
I don't know what to do. I gave you rings and heard a thing, and a date with Fu Manchu. Whoa, 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 happy am I that you bring that guy with all his pretty things. Only reason that you go with him, cause he gives you diamond ring. Whoa, whoa, I'm glad. Well, I'm not sad that you gone, babe. Things to come along. Only reason that she win was I love so strong. Oh, 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 happy am I that you can get that with all his pretty things. Only reason that you go with him, cause he gives you diamond ring. Whoa, oh, oh, I'm glad. Well, I'm not sad that you gone, baby.
Try to get there, I've already touched the sky. But how high is high? I could be grooving, but got to keep moving. Look, don't ask me why. Just how high is high? War-torn stars, watch the rainbow eyes, look at me. I've been so far, is there anything left I can see? I could begin in the shape I am in, to give it one more try, to see how stars, watch the rainbow eyes look at me. I've been so far, is there anything left I can see? I could begin in the shape I'm in, to give it one more try, to see how high is high. Just how
we had the Vegetables, top of that set, with Anything. Then, The Third Booth from Canton, Illinois. Track called I Need Love. Then we had the Brimmers, beautifully introduced by Jim Malik from the Brimmers, out of San Joaquin Valley, California, had a regional hit with that track, Sacrifice, also distributed overseas, got airplay in parts of Europe, Australia, and even here in New Zealand. Their sole single from the Brimmers, Sacrifice. And then finally, a band called The Systems, a 1967 45 on Channel 1 Records. We took the B-side, How High Is High. So The Vegetables, The Third Booth, The Brimmers, and The Systems. And we have Global Garage straight after this. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Well, here's a set of more great global garage obscurities, getting it underway with something truly interesting. Out of Italy, on Miazzi Records, 1969, a 7-inch from this band, Le Onde Bleu. You will know the tune, but it's titled Layla.
Different groups, United States, Canada, Mexico, not happy about that.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Barbara, Barbara Vint, Barbara, Barbara Vint. Bye.
In the States. Love the show. Want to hear more of that global garage set. Thanks, big guy.
J'ai même plus de montre, j'ai tout mon temps. Ce qui m'attend chez moi, je sais, rien qu'un lit froid sans personne dedans. Hey Joe, si on parlait, hein, mais de quoi? Hey Joe, le Vietnam, la bombe. Tu t'en fous de tout ça. Comme tu dis, la vie, c'est c'est le métro à 6h et chacun pour soi. Et pour toi, Joe, il y a toujours une place, mais pas pour moi. Pourquoi? Hey, Joe, pourquoi ta classe on se plaint les trois? Toujours les poches pleines, la voiture de l'année. Dis donc, ma parole, on ne oublie que t'es scellé. Oui, macho, tu vois, je n'ai plus rien. Tu penses avoir une fille bien à moi. Mais il paraît, Joe, qu'elle dort maintenant entre tes bras. Bravo! Tu as, Joe, hier se réveiller d'avoir ta peau. Mais Joe, je préfère te voir souffrir et que cette fiche t'en fait cadeau.
That's our Global Garage set for this week. Starting off with Italian band Le Onde Blu with a track called Layla. In fact, Strange Brew by Cream was the tune, but the title Layla. Lost Four Crickets next. Formed by brothers Jorge and Ricardo Murguia. Mexican band. 1967 they travelled to Colombia for a residency. Then later they were the house band at the Acapulco Holiday Inn through the early 1970s. So Mexican band, Lost Four Crickets, with their cover of Barbara Ann. Then we had the Lost Bluebirds, Mexican instrumental take on the Zombies, She's Not There, called Ella No Esta Ahi, Lost Bluebirds. And then finally, French language version of Hey Joe by The Attacks. This is off a 1967 private pressing called We Call It Attackology, released in Switzerland, 1967.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, here's another obscurity. The band called The New Fugitives. The track, That's Queer.
That's queer. That's queer. When I wake up in the morning, get up, look out, and see the moon. When it's so dark, I can't see, I ask to find them, they tell me it's noon. When my mother makes my supper, black hole, and really I'm as white as a ghost. That's queer. That's queer. When I see a house with blue, and all my friends just start to tell me it's brown. When I look down at a square, and all my friends they start to tell me it's round. Feeling free. Then I ask him how we made it. He made it out of LSD. That's queer. That's queer. We'll be right back.
swear that I was eating the pear. And just cause I'm a Athena, they tell me that I've got long hair. When the rumors spread around that I did it through my crew last night, when all we did that time was watch the movie, then go home and fight.
The New Fugitives, top of that set, 1966 7-inch on GLO Records, called That's Queer. Then from San Bernardino, 1965, band that eventually became The Misunderstood, they're called The Answers. Please, please go away. Now don't forget, back episodes of Retrospect are available all across the web. I urge you to go to Apple Podcasts where you can subscribe and review the show.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Your community standards are far above this depraved material.
Where's a fantastic 60s garage band? Obscure, fascinating. Out of New Jersey, 1966. They are called The Driving Stupid. They had one cult favourite single called Horror Asparagus Stories. Bunch of psychedelic instrumentals as well. Their music was collated on an album called Horror Asparagus Stories, 1966. Other tracks, Reality of Air Fried Borscht, included on Pebbles Volume 3. Horror Asparagus Stories itself released on the CD reissue of that album. I've got another one from The Driving Stupid. This is Happy Time, Spring Face and Flowers.
I'm half time, babe, when I see you, I roll all over the floor. And when I feel so down to the ground, I just look at you some more. There's sun in the sky in the afternoon, there's a breeze with the rain in the spring. One laugh from you and I.
I'll sing a song about streams or birds or anything. Your face shines like a sunny day. You always please me kind. I look at you and dilly-dum, you know you jazz my mind. There are white clouds in the blue sky, there are flowers in the field. Just say one word to me today, my happiness.
Time to wrap episode 337 of Retrospect. Hope you've enjoyed the selection of 60s garage oddities. I'm going to leave you with another one. We all know about Louie Louie, written by Richard Berry, 1955, covered by the Kingsmen in 1963, a legendary piece of 60s garage music. But here is a cover off a comp called Battle of Rat Fink Hill, which collates 17 unissued Pittsburgh teen instrumentals. In fact, the full title of that comp, Battle of Rat Fink Hill, Crude Unissued Pittsburgh Instrumentals. The band is called The Keys. This is called Louie's Louie Louie. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
Come on there, kid. What the heck you waiting? Let's do that. Louie Louie.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.